I suggest we go to the room with the quartz, for we are in fact courting danger.
I'm thinking that we go west.
Or should we go to the one with the dances, since we're dancing with death?
Oh. I think...
If you see a giant door and behind it is lava and screaming, you found the portal.
Okay.
Sounds like Adrian needs to go to this College of the Sorcerers of the Sea.
I didn't go to college at all.
The crowns of state that they would use a coronation, but then also like daily crowns and tiaras.
The bathroom crowns. And
there
like
are,
crowns.
You know,
dental
basically
crowns.
Turns
just
out
closets,
anyway,
the portal.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah, you're all sucked into hell.
So suddenly I see drool coming from five faces.
So,
chapter 328, The Necropolis.
Okay. So in the last episode, you all healed up after your, or rested up after your adventure with the pit fiends in the other room.
And Adria had a really hard time with directions.
and then Kraval got a visit from his god, and it portended to something interesting that might happen if he gets to the point where he should need such a thing.
I was much more interested in the information he gave about the area that we were in and why we were here, why it was here.
Yep.
Go back and listen to that episode, folks.
Okay.
It's like 3 a.m., right? Sorry.
No, it's like 9 a.m.
In the game?
Yeah.
We just got up.
You took a nap.
Well, yeah, but we went to bed at
sunset. Oh, my God,
like
you are
sunset.
A cat.
We went to bed at like sunset, right? Like it was
yeah,
just...
I figured it's like dawn.
And then
yeah.
It's like
early
2 hours,
morning.
2 hours.
You got the cut, even though I healed us, we still got
you up when the birds outside started singing.
Yeah. You slept long enough, get up.
So... Current space of this hallway.
Okay, so yeah, you just advanced through the queen's chamber with all the sepulchers, the coffins, the sarcophagi lining the sides and in the middle. And you open the doors, and it's an east-west hallway. Mm-hmm. So to your right and left goes about 40 feet and opens up into a room with another one of the sarcophagi in the room that you can see, you know, looking down the hallway.
So, I'm sorry, I was going to say, the hallways curve the same direction. Now we're in a bigger room. Is that what I'm understanding?
There's a hallway and there's a sarcophagi in a room at each end of the hallway.
And immediately in front of us is just wall.
Yep. Got it. Okay, I'm with you now.
Really long
like
wall.
Like we said, imagine opening the door to your classroom when you're back in high school. And there, you know, the hallway with all the lockers goes
you,
to the
yeah.
right and to the left.
And
there's
finding
other doors
death crypts.
There.
But there's no other doors. There's just
no, there's
the two sides.
Just goes dead ends into a room at the other end.
At each end.
At each end, yeah.
Okay.
It seems to mirror each other. So
Cotter.
I guess. That does not sound good.
As I'm... So, just for understanding sake, for playing my character here, I'm not an investigation character.
We have noticed that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like... I mean, I don't. I'm. This is like a weird space where being a rogue, I don't really understand how this functions.
Because you sneak
as me
the
as
best.
A scout. Well, right. But, like, I'm not going to help you guys... find anything, so like I'm just moving into the space and being stealthy.
If there's
and then,
a monster there,
you're
you
just
can
like you're
come
just going in there
us.
To look.
Yeah, but I'm not going to find any traps. So just you know that.
Oh, you'll find a trap.
Yeah.
Well, right. It just won't be because I
just keep
yeah.
in mind if it's a dexterity, yeah, especially if it's dexterity based, monk girl.
Okay. So I I'll come back into non-invisible for a second. And I'll just go right or left.
Left.
So you all will, I guess, advance up there?
This is a dead end into a room with one sarcophagus, correct?
There's two options. There's a right option, and both are a dead end with a sarcophagus.
All right, so I will spend a first level spell slot.
Well, you don't know it's a dead end. You just know it ends in a room.
With a sarcophagus.
What's in that room? I mean, it could be doors. It could be windows.
Cotter.
At least a sarcophagus.
Teleportation circles.
Cotter, wake up. Which way? This is your hunt. This is your hunt. You have to lead this.
Yeah, I'm not the best seeker.
Right now, you are.
We'll go.
Everybody led when it was their turn. It's your turn to lead.
You want to go right or you want to go left?
You're Frodo and Moria, and Gandalf has said choose.
What did he say?
What?
I genuinely didn't hear him.
He said left.
Okay.
Okay.
I will.
Port.
He's at the really at the other end of the.
Yeah.
The
he suddenly
chamber.
Said, "Go scout left." Is
okay.
what he said.
Okay.
He's like, left.
All right, I'll turn invisible again. I'll tell them to stay here because I can always just teleport over here pretty easy. And I will start in shadow stepping my way down the hall.
Okay. And so you advance down the hallway, and are you just going to get right up to that archway into the room there?
Yes.
And so the room is a 20 by 20 foot square room. You're okay. Coming in the middle of the eastern wall. There's another archway with another apparently hallway going to the north, similar size, 10 foot wide. There is one sarcophagus in the middle of the room. And on the opposite wall from you, on the western wall, there is another one of these ornate mahogany doors. And the walls of the room are done up with frescoes similar to the Queen's Chamber.
Okay.
But these ones seem to show events of state, dances, you know, similar things like that. You know, very, you know, ornate events that would have taken place in a royal's company.
Okay. I'm going to turn around and go to the other room. I will stay invisible, though, so that, you know, they don't know that I'm kind of disobeying. I will just, go to the other
you
side.
You are a rogue.
See what our options are here.
Okay. And
we're all anxiously looking this way. She's yeah.
I'm going to come
She's going to come from the other side.
Yeah.
Will you stop doing that? Scared the daylights out of me. Yes, so you go down to the eastern side,
yes,
and it does the exact same thing. So it's a 20-foot by 20-foot room, one sarcophagus in the middle, archway on the northern side, door on the eastern side.
Okay.
Archways lead somewhere, right?
Yeah, there's another hallway apparently leading to the north.
Okay. Gives me the same vibes as when we were in a Lowell's illusionary maze.
Or they just really liked symmetry.
Mm.
Possible. I'm going to... walk back down and then I'm gonna shadow step behind the party and then come back into non-invisible form.
And I turn around with like kung fu grip.
What's your perception? Your passive perception?
I 13.
Okay.
So once she's visible, you do
I'll just say, okay, so they're exactly the same on each side. Sarcophagus in the center. Each room has against one side, I'm not good at directions. East westy, there's these mahogany doors, and the hallways continue to the north in each of them.
Well, I suppose Cotter. What do you think?
I did not look at the sarcophagi. Just also,
yeah, I know.
I just kind of looked. I looked that
it had
there
a vital
were
clue on it too.
They were vital. There, yeah, but I did not see them. Here.
And I'm sorry.
The Queen's Chamber told us.
Oh yeah, with the frescoes in the other one.
There.
And I forgot the frescoes on the.
Look at the sarcophagus, please.
Yeah, the frescoes on the eastern one. Are different than the ones on the western one. I totally forgot to mention that.
That's okay.
Yeah, the one on the eastern ones seem to show events at court.
Okay.
With you can see what's obviously the king and queen sitting on their thrones. There is apparently a steward, who is, presiding over court. You can see him in several different things. And then there's like another fresco with him presenting some award or something, some title or something to someone in the court with the king and the queen behind him.
Okay, so I will add to the information that I've already given them. The one two hour west, it is just a permanent direction. The west is dances, and to the east is courts on the walls, frescoes.
Okay. And then, so the closed doors are on the outsides and the hallways go up and down?
The hallways continue north. There's nothing to the south in either room. In the western room, there's a wall, a door to the west.
I sent a picture.
Okay. And then in the eastern room, there's a door to the east.
It's not going to show up. It's pencil on white paper.
I suggest we go to the room with the courts, for we are, in fact, courting danger.
I'm thinking that we go... west.
Or should we go to the one with the dances, since we're dancing with death?
Oh,
we should go.
Talk about one-upping! Wow. So west, you say?
So west, which is the dance?
And look up. Look up the hallway. Really proud of you. See what we can see from there.
Okay.
And then I'm thinking we open the doors and check out what is behind them first.
Okay. Okay.
I think we blow up the wall in front of us.
Yeah. So we'll keep. There's we'll keep. There.
Ye olde dynamite.
So moving to the western room, and then we're going to look into the hall and also open the mahogany door.
Sounds good. Okay, so you move into the western room, and once again, it's got pictures of court functions of a social nature. And did you actually want to look at the sarcophagus this time?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We're all here now. We can actually
And chiseled on the sarcophagus. And once again, it has kind of a similar vibe to the less ornate sarcophagi in the Queen's Chamber. It's not quite as fancy as the Queen's one was, because kind of cording has been chiseled into the stone as decoration and that sort of thing. But it says Grania. And then it's, you know, dash and then Chamberlain.
Okay.
So is this the entire household of the first king?
Interesting. I'm going to slip away and go read the one in the eastern room.
Well, it's a room of rooms.
Because I'm curious.
Yeah. Well, did you want to open the door, in the mahogany door here, or did you want
to... I actually would like her to go read the
okay.
other
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I'll go do that. I'll stay
okay.
invisible.
So you'll just skip on down to the other
steward.
One?
Yes.
And it says Broin.
Broin.
B-R-O-I-N, Broin. And once again, dash and then steward.
Okay. Okay.
So are you going to rejoin everybody
yes.
back there? Okay.
Yes. So it seems the frescoes directly relate to the
and,
people in the coffins.
And now that you're in the center of the room, you can see the hallway to the north. The hallway to the north only goes about 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a similar room to this one, apparently. Although you can't see right or left. It does have a... you can just see that it's got, you know, a 20-foot room with the sarcophagus in the middle, so you don't know what else it's got in it.
So opens into, we just see the sarcophagus.
Yeah, it's
so very much shorter hallway. Mm-hmm.
Are there
room
any
with
like
sarcophagus.
Torches on the wall or anything?
Nothing like that, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Then
yeah.
I definitely think we should check rooms, like check the room, then go like see if we can form an outside circle and like check a room, go to the next room, check the outside room, see if we can go somewhere else from there, continue that way.
Did you want to check by check room
doors.
Did you mean you want to actually check out the
open the doors,
the door,
open the doors?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so you open the door here in the Chamberlain's room, and it opens into a 10 by 10 foot room, and this one has the things that you would expect a chamberlain to be in charge of. There is a series of dresses, very ornate dresses of state. And then also draped upon those are incredibly ornate and ancient jewelry.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And actually, everybody roll perception.
It's just
ooh,
a museum.
My time to shine.
Ooh, 27.
22.
13.
19.
35? Yes.
Are you sure it's not 25?
This time I'm sure it's 35. 15.
17.
19
okay.
plus 16.
So the three perceptive 35. Ones notice that there's actually like little scribbles on the base of the stands yeah. that the dresses are on.
It's a weird, morbid museum for sure. They were expecting people to come through here and look at stuff later.
Walk down the hallway, and there's going to be a Easter Island head.
Volcano
model.
What is engraved?
Just as a reminder, we are dealing with a Loha who likes to raise dead, and he does it with giant ritual circles that we've seen him use on the ground. Can we keep an eye out on the ground to see if there's anything that resembles those circles or rituals on the ground? Or on the walls, for that matter?
Well,
or even the
for
ceiling?
Me perception to see if you remember seeing anything like that.
What am I rolling?
Just perception to see, you know, if you can recall just having 20, seen it.
Non-natural.
No, yeah, you've not seen anything that resembles anything Lowell would have done.
I want to read the little scribbles.
Okay, so you go up there, and the very ornate red dress that is there, it actually says on the base of the stand, says wedding dress.
Ooh.
And then an even more ornate dress with multiple layers and levels and so forth, says coronation dress.
Ooh.
And there are about half a dozen others, and each one has some major event, you know, like, you know, reception of a foreign dignitary, things like that. But apparently, yeah, this the Chamberlain's Museum of, in, you know, really
natural history
of really important events that it, you know, through the fashion of the queen herself.
Hmm.
I like this.
Oh, so
place.
This is like when sports players like do something meaningful, they'll like get the game ball or the game puck. It's like, here's this dress that he like dressed the queen in on the special.
Or this is the jersey they were wearing when they won the Stanley Cup. Yeah, that sort of thing.
The old Royalty Hall of
Good
Fame.
Good comparison.
Yeah.
All right then.
If the jersey that they wore was worth probably the cost of a small village. Yes.
What condition are this? Is the current fabric in?
Apparently, the storage conditions here, it's like not too dry and not too wet, and there's no light or anything like that. So, you know, aside of the fact that just everything seems incredibly old, everything's in perfect shape. I mean, you know.
Is there like magic going on here that's keeping it? Or is it just like a really well sealed tomb?
It just seems like a really well sealed tomb.
Was really well sealed.
Yeah. Or like it's like instant oxidization.
Yeah, we wouldn't know that as who we are, but yeah.
Yeah, good thing
we're touching it with like our gross hands and stuff.
With our hands that we haven't washed.
That's pit fiend blood.
just dissolved.
That's
right
not
away.
Coming out.
Yeah. I'm blowing on it.
I guess I can walk a little bit into that new room and see what's going on with that sarcophagus.
Good thing demons don't
that
like museums.
Good to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so once again, this is a 20-by-20-foot room, and it's got a 10-foot-wide passage going to the east this time, and that one ends in a pair of double doors after 10 feet.
Okay.
Just remember, Adrian, there is most likely some sort of portal in these areas that we're in.
Okay. I probably will not see it unless it is very obvious.
Judging from the size of those creatures we fought, it'll probably be pretty obvious.
Okay.
And if there was three of them, and Nuada referred them as the princes of hell, and they were in one of the throne room areas. If we're heading to another throne room, keep a wary eye, or just
okay.
If you start getting a funny feeling or anything.
If you see a giant door and behind it is lava and screaming, you found the portal.
Okay, that's good. That's a good marker to tell. What does the sarcophagus say?
Remind you of home.
And this sarcophagus has the name of Dosny on it.
Dosny.
And it
he made that theme park
with the
Dosnyland.
But and it has the suffix on it that says chaplain.
Okay.
Okay, I have to say something.
Really?
I kill you. So we know sarcophagi tend to have bad things in it.
Right.
Should we not be checking them out and potentially clearing them out before we're trapped between the princes of the underworld?
So we're just
the 50s
whoa.
Of
the 16 you
so
just
are
left
you suggesting? Are you suggesting that we just like, as a precaution, we just kick open these sarcophagi? Just we're already touching their stuff, and we just like crush their skulls.
You want mummies attacking us and pit fiends?
Time out. Very easy to do this. Just go back to the sarcophagus. We don't have to open it. Just look to see if it has been opened. There will be, as well preserved as everything has been, it should be pretty obvious if something got moved or if something's off center.
I mean, can you raise dead without having opened whatever thing it's residing in? You have to, like, open the stone?
Are you asking me out of character? Because there's no way Kerval would know this.
Okay, well, I mean, is that even, like, a concern? Like, could someone even have, would they have to have opened the sarcophagus?
Kerval can raise the dead.
Right, but
would you have an educated opinion on this?
I actually, Kerval would not have an educated, because for Kerval doesn't do anything necromantic just because of what Laval is. All his powers, he stayed away from necromancy.
Mm-hmm. Right, so what I'm asking, though, is, like, should that even be a concern? Like, the only way that they could be a mummy is if the sarcophagus has been opened? Is that the only way?
Actually, everybody either roll religion, arcana, and let me know what you get.
You said religion or arcana?
Either one of those.
Okay. Well, I'm asking the questions that I will not have an answer for, so.
Well, can't we just like look at the one in this room?
Rumors.
Sounds like Adrian needs to go to the College of the Sorcerers of the Sea.
I didn't go to college at all.
My roll of 9 would indicate I don't know.
16. I also got a 9.
8.
2 pair.
Okay, so we got
it's
2
an intelligence
16s.
Thing, man. I don't have it.
I rolled a 9 on the die.
I rolled an 8 on the die.
And
I rolled a 15
on it. With the 16, all you know is that the people that have described raising the dead and things like that have described the cleric or priest that has done it basically having touched the corpse.
Okay.
So Maybe you can, but as far as you know, all you've ever heard is you actually have to physically contact it.
Can we just like look at the sarcophagus in this room?
Yeah, and see if it's been opened or not.
You want to look at the chaplain's one?
Are we in the chaplain's room yet?
Yes, we're in the chaplain's room.
Okay, cool, yeah. Let's look at it.
Why?
I mean, I'm a little paranoid.
I don't really think.
Why? Because everyone is like, what if they're open?
Yeah,
you know, we can just look. We don't have to look. We don't have to think about it.
What if we get attacked by 10 mummies while fighting pit fiends?
Well, then let's look. I'm going to look. Yeah. Is the sarcophagus tempered with?
Anyone who wants to look at the sarcophagus, please give me an investigation roll.
I'm not helpful.
25.
Guys, 11. Wait, investigation, 16.
I see nothing.
No one's like, man, this dress is really cool.
That stitch work is.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that double trizotile knot.
If I make a dress, I'll be one with Zen.
Okay. So you got a 25 there, Jade?
Yes.
And yeah, as near as you can tell, this sarcophagus has never been touched.
Okay. I'm not too worried about it.
It seems to be perfectly sealed. Oh, and we got off track with all the sarcophagus talk, but there is also a door on the western side of this room, just like the door on the western side of the previous room.
So two mahogany door sets?
Yeah. To the east, you got a hallway.
Okay.
A double door. To the west, you've just got a mahogany door like the one in the previous room on the west side.
Okay. So what's behind these mahogany doors? Chaplain items?
So far, so
you're
going to go mausoleum.
You check out the western door again?
Are there frescoes in this room?
Oh, excuse me. Yes, I'm sorry. We got way off track there. Let me backtrack to that. Yes, so this one shows scenes of religious activity happening.
Okay,
there are
that makes sense.
And you can see a individual that appears in several of the frescoes, but it just seems to represent all sorts of different gods. Religious observances being done.
Mm-hmm. Is Nawada portrayed in this?
There is. You can see somebody in one of them that is wearing a silver hand over or silver gauntlet in there. So you would expect that there. And you notice also that in one of the other frescoes, there's like six different high holy people. And one of them is wearing the signet of Dianect. And you notice some other holy symbols of gods you recognize in these various frescoes around.
Are there any symbols we don't recognize?
No, there really aren't. There are, but then you don't know all the gods' symbols. So, all the major gods that you know of, there are people that are in those particular ones there.
That makes sense.
It's kind of disturbing with all the gods out there that they did not notice the mass massacre of most of their servants sooner.
They didn't care.
Potentially.
They're gods.
I mean, look how much.
Well, from the sound of it, the raids on the all the monasteries and everything happened the same day.
Hmm.
Or within a very short time span, at the very least. But anyway, so you're going to check out that door to the west.
Chaplain doors, yes.
Okay, and once again, a 10x10 room. And in the center is a set of vestments, very ornate, of silk with gold trim on the thing, of a priest of some sort. And hanging right in the middle of the priest's gear is a holy symbol of Dianect. But you also notice that there are other religious iconography around the room, where there are vestments and holy symbols and so forth of just about every other major god. But you get the feeling, just looking at it, the way the Dianect one is, it's kind of by itself in the middle. Mm. And the other ones are kind of all, cheek by jowl around the outside, as if, they were just included in this museum, if you will, of religious gear.
Excellent.
Interesting.
Okay.
Well, let's just
checked out that hallway. It's across from the doors we're in.
Yeah, let's go to.
Or do you want to get this far in the other side? Is that where you're going?
Yeah, I think we should sweep back the way we came.
Okay, he's gonna.
Yeah,
backtrack.
I think so too. Let's see how parallel they are.
Okay.
So we'll go to the steward room.
Okay, so you go back to the steward's room, and once again, is a 20x20 room with the steward's sarcophagus in there, door on the east side. paralleling the door on the west side. And it mirrors the other side. There's a 10-foot hall going to the north. It opens up into a room. And then, theoretically, you would expect it to mirror the other one, but you haven't been there yet. But once again, a single sarcophagus is in there.
I know nothing about the royal... Actually, maybe Cotter can answer this for me. Is this normal to lay out the people that serve like this?
I mean, we haven't had someone like as powerful and as wealthy as this guy in a long time.
Nothing has existed in the kingdom like this in several millennia. So,
Porta Magnum isn't as, what's the word?
Well, you got to remember, Porta Magnum was a sleepy little border town. I mean, it was the largest walled city.
Crivall wouldn't know. That's what I was
asking. Outside of the valley.
Yeah.
But it was a sleepy little border town when the cataclysm happened.
Yeah, we're the most economically powerful right now, but this is the guy who managed to bring together the entire valley under his kingdom.
Right.
Including the most like economically prosperous part that we don't even have control over anymore because it's the desert.
Right. The one, the one to help
so
lead
much money that we,
this is the one that helped defeat my forefathers. Correct.
Yes.
Also that.
Yes.
That was the singular event that catapulted him into becoming king of, or making the whole kingdom under his rule. Yeah. Anyway, so we're in the steward's room. Mm-hmm. And did you want to check out the... Yeah.
We have no idea. We have no idea who died first.
Did you describe the walls yet? If you haven't, feel free to describe the walls.
Amongst
and we can open the...
these people?
Yeah, yes. Once again, the walls on this one show basically events of state. And there's the king and the queen presiding over court. And there's clearly a steward who is the... MC of the court functions, and you have pictures of him receiving people for the king and the queen. Pictures of him, administering awards and things like that.
Sorry, what's the name on this one?
So the name on this one again is Bruin.
I thought we were in the room next. After
no, we're still
steward.
In the steward's room at this
point. Okay. Then I can look ahead at the.
Did you want to open the closet
the
door
closet.
On this one?
Oh yes.
Yeah. Okay, good.
My gosh.
Sorry, I have a. When you're done, I have a really good idea I'd want to pose to the party. No, when you're done, please. I don't want to
interrupt. So you open up the door, and once again, a 10 by 10 room. And you actually... Who opens the door first?
I'll open it. Does Arlen want to mage hand these ones open?
I think we've all got kind of...
I think at this point, we've completely backed off all our precaution. It's like,
I know. This seems safe.
Portal to the underworld, man.
We were like, all right, we're gonna sneak ahead, and we're gonna look, and we're gonna listen, and we're gonna... And then it's like, the first door we open,
we're not
we have
patient.
No precaution.
Turns this out closet's right, the portal.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah, you're all sucked into hell. Okay. So you open up the door, and who was opening it? Were you going to do it, Adri?
Mage hand? I don't know. Do you want to?
I'll open the door.
Okay. Jade's going to do it?
Yes.
And you see Jade open up the door and then just like stop as if she's like stunned by what she sees. And then kind of look back at you with big eyes. And Jade, you see inside what must be the crown jewels. Oh. There are ancient crowns. Both, the crowns of state that they would use a coronation, but then also like daily crowns and tiaras.
There are bathroom crowns.
You know, basically,
dental crowns.
There are, gorgeous capes and robes that you would use during the coronation and so forth. There are, rings and necklaces and things like that. Did anybody see the coronation of the current king of England?
Nope.
No.
And they brought it. There's a whole set of jewels they only bring out for the coronation.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Giant rings and pendants and crowns.
I've gone up in there and seen it. So, yeah.
Do they also have a chair that has like schoolboys like graffiti on the back of it?
No.
Turns out no.
No, that's just the British royal family?
Yes.
We do want to kidnap everything from the Brits. But yeah, so this is clearly the crown jewels that the steward was empowered to keep.
Good thing we're morally good people.
Yeah.
Right?
If anything's going to be trapped in here, it's these.
I think these are definitely evil and we have to liberate them.
I mean, evil or liberate, I love how you roll that. I'm just saying,
if we're morally good people, like we could like sell these to give the money away, like back to the people who are the inheritors of the kingdom.
There's a lot of red-eyed green goblin jealous greed monkeys hopping around in this room right now.
No, no, I was like, I'm legitimately, I mean that. Like we could like go to places where a lot of people have died because of Alol's.
Now I would like to activate Detect Magic and scan the room.
Okay. You're not wrong.
And, yeah. Great this, museum,
and
though.
There's nothing else.
What use are they down here?
Apparently, these are all.
And is there a sarcophagi in this room?
Nope. This is just, once again, just
so
kind
who
of.
Who was in the last room? The steward?
The steward. Yeah, this is the steward's treasure
room.
Chamber.
Okay. And the last one was the chamberlain.
What is the difference between a steward and a chamberlain?
So the chamberlain is in charge of social functions and the functioning of the house.
Okay.
The steward is basically the person that is the administrator for a king or queen, and you know, basically rules in their stead if they're gone. But also, you know, they're the people that, you know, they're sort of the
business manager.
Yeah. What's the
agent?
Chief of, not chief of state, the. Who
this
takes
is
care
the
of
guy,
Secretary
so is this
of
the
State?
Guy that would was yeah. this particularly the person that would take care of things of like the designing and watching the construction of this?
It's the Vice King,
right? So he would be in charge of that.
So yeah, the king would have basically told the steward, "It's like we would like our tomb created," and the steward would then go and make that happen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So now we have a proposal: take some of these crowns and sell them so that we can help the poor.
Yeah.
One question is. Who could you possibly sell the crown jewels to?
I don't know.
And who could you sell it to legitimately?
Could we use the gems as spell components to like do cool stuff?
Is there like bowls, goblets, really high quality diamonds?
There are really high quality diamonds here, but like I said, they're in the
I don't know. Maybe we could trade a dragon for some gold or something. Like maybe we could find like
no, bad idea.
Horrible I like that idea.
Yeah, I mean, like, we got your
dragons,
you know, your girlfriend, right?
Yes,
that's in the desert,
to what
right?
I'm saying. This is Kreval talking.
Okay.
That's not how dragons work.
You sure? You
yes.
couldn't, like, blinkety
they
blink
th-
blink at her?
They will
and she...
thank you for the gift and turn and then add it to their hoard.
Well,
I mean, I think there's, I think at a certain point, a 20th level party, I'm
they
just
will
saying,
thank
like...
you for the gift.
Okay.
And add it to their hoard.
So
okay,
how about
so
we just take
is it,
them
yeah,
and
why
solve
don't we
the
take them
later?
And you we
that's,
can you
that,
know
that, that, I,
or we can just leave them here for now and then come
to
back.
This idea.
Yeah,
I think this is the not no one else knows this is here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it's not you know, there is safety in ignorance here.
Yeah,
yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, however, no one knows they're here. And where are y'all headed next?
To that
to hell.
Like,
the
next
no, one. No, I mean like eventually.
To
the,
hell.
Time
oh,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
time
I,
out. I,
yeah,
I would
you
like
don't
to,
exactly need to take treasure with you.
I would like to slow the roll here for a second. With respect and a small prayer, I would like to open the sarcophagi of the steward.
Okay. So
that was that's probably my warning. This is a bad idea.
Yeah.
The power flickered.
The power flickered.
So yeah, you go over to the stewards. Steward's sarcophagi, and give me an athletics roll.
You're like the biggest dude.
Ugh, and that's the worst. It's not a horrible roll, but it's less than 50%. I think I have athletics though, and I do. That would be a 19.
Okay. And this is, you know, basically a big stone lid.
Mm-hmm.
And you strain, and just when you're about to give up, you actually feel kind of a cracking mm-hmm. sensation. And those of you standing around looking at him notice that, like, around the edge of the base of the lid of the sarcophagus, that actually mortar begins to crack and dust kind of falls away. And it comes free. And you're able to shift it. I don't know if you want to just like do a counterclockwise.
I literally just want to shift enough so I could see the top half of this.
Yeah. So you're just going to pull it down a little
you're
bit?
You're going to talk to the dude, aren't you?
I'm totally going to talk to
and,
the dude.
And you pull it open and yeah, there is the embalmed remains of a human. And it's impossible to tell if the guy in the frescoes is him, right. But it fits his general description, but he's much, much older.
Yeah.
I mean, he had an ancient white beard by the time he died. And but he's sitting there in white and ivory robes of state, very similar to the ones in the frescoes.
Right.
And just kind of lying there in repose with his arms crossed across his chest.
I'm just looking at you.
I will bring out the small chain of Nawada that I have and offer a prayer, and I will cast Speak with Dead upon the Chamberlain. Mm-hmm. As the spell takes hold, and I don't know how it looks visually for you.
Basically, unearthly eyes, phantom eyes open up on his face. I mean, you can see his embalmed, you know, visage behind it, but it's as if eyes open up that you can see.
Ghost eyes.
It has been thousands of years since you walked this earth. The passage of time has been difficult for your kin. I am in need of your knowledge that you once had. I understand that it was your role to take care of things within the kingdom, to include the final resting place of which we now find ourselves. I am the current high cleric to Nawada, and I have urgent need for your knowledge. Somewhere within this area is a font of power allowing evil creatures to walk upon this world. I need to know where that is located. Where is it?
And he's, once again, the phantom lips appear, you know, as if his face in life. And you just hear this kind of ghastly whisper from the grave and says, "The tomb was built on a nexus of power. It was hoped that this would grant the residents everlasting life in the afterworld."
How'd that work out for you, man?
Mm-hmm. Pretty good. I've got a condo. Oh. It's on the beach.
That's the second question.
That was, yeah.
Thank God you're sorry, not the cleric.
That wasn't.
Thank God you're not the cleric or the priestess.
Would you like to join me for pickleball?
Doesn't really answer the question.
We hang out in my beach house.
Let me finish this up. The king's chamber was built in the nexus.
Connor, do you have any questions for this thing? Everybody can hear him speak, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's really creepy.
If he could tell it, we could basically take the 50-50 that he died after the king and ask where the sword would have been placed.
The sword of the first king is needed. I understand that it may be here. From your room that we are in, where would it be?
The king was buried with his sword. It is in his sarcophagus, in his embalmed hands.
How do I get to the king's tomb from your current tomb?
You may either go through the chamberlain or the marshal's tombs past the royal guard, and you will enter the king's tomb. What's
that? That was my third. I get five questions right. That's, yeah,
that's definitely
one?
Three.
Okay. No, make sure I'm counting right.
While he's
And then what about the afterlife was for?
I didn't ask that.
Shenanigans. Then asking if he understands, it was five, and he falls back into his coffin, and you have to go dig up another one of the clan.
As soon as he says, I'm not going to say anything. But as soon as he says the marshal's room, can I just like step into that adjacent room and just see if that sarcophagus says marshal?
It does indeed.
Okay.
What?
Just confirm.
And the frescoes are all of military scenes.
That makes sense.
What security precautions did you leave behind to safeguard the treasures within this tomb?
He says, the entrance was guarded and only a boat going across the sea could access the king's chamber.
We have to cross the River of Styx.
What? Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, say that again, please. Out of character, say that again, please.
He said, the entrance was guarded.
Right.
and only by taking a boat across the sea could you enter the king's chamber.
Is the king's chamber back with the Storm King?
I mean, he said something about go through the marshal's hallway and then pass through the royal guards, right?
Let's see.
But that wasn't even my question. My question is what security were left behind to protect the tomb?
The entrance was guarded.
So there's a... What guards? What creature guards the entrance to the tomb?
He says, 50 men at arms were stationed at the entrance day and night.
And that the spell will dissipate. There's always the possibility, it doesn't seem like Lowell's been here, but there's always the possibility we have 50-something. It just seems to me that whenever there's a
we've
large...
We've taken on 30 revenants.
Yeah,
here's the thing. Whenever there, it just seems to me that one of the lessons we've learned when we look back is wherever we're surrounded by dead things, there's something there residing within all that deathly energy.
Yeah. But,
okay.
Well, now we need some boat, but let's see what we see.
We'll cross that ocean or whatever when we get to it.
Mm-hmm. Put the lid
on. We're already here in the marshal room, so we know where to go. So let's.
Yeah.
Well, you're in the steward's room, the marshal's
room.
Yeah.
Just one a little
the
bit. Down the
can
hall.
You like mend the sarcophagus?
No, I'll put it back. I'm gonna put it back.
Because you crack like the mortar and stuff.
Mend the sarcophagus.
Yeah, just mend it closed.
Yeah, so yeah, Arlen, you can just run your finger around it, and the mortar that it cracked when it was opened up is back to being sealed again.
So, considering we can do this, Alol could totally do the same thing, and everyone except for this one could have a mummy in it.
That's true.
Nah, he's evil. He can't mend. He only
Well, we do know from...
He don't mend, he only rend. Okay.
We know from Jade, because I think we mentioned this in a previous recording, that Aloal was chasing after his original spell book.
Mm-hmm.
So he may not have had time to come back here. Judging by the fact of all this valuable stuff still being here, that he could have turned into something to include more slaves would indicate he hasn't been here yet.
Maybe he liked history.
Thus far.
Yeah, he's like, he's an appreciation
not, it's not
for
really
ancient
place
history.
Near
yeah.
anything else.
The engagement
like,
count.
Lowell didn't go to the, he didn't, like, this isn't a, like, a big famous place.
That's true.
It's out of the way. There's, like, a
it
tiny village
it. Was a famous place in his time.
Maybe, but it was also,
yeah,
like,
he might have known about it.
He was much younger than this king was.
Yeah,
like, the king
it was, that was another
thousands.
Millennia before that.
Also, this was buried in a mountain that only got excavated because there were, in the past 15 years, because of elephant slaves.
That's true. I have a zero in history, so.
And it was, like, just found out, like, they boarded it up with tree trunks, and then we, like, arrived not... Couldn't be more than like a couple weeks.
And actually, everybody roll for me wisdom to so I can tell you which
just wisdom?
Obvious thing that you're kind of missing.
Okay. I love that you broadened it out to just be wisdom.
18.
17.
One,
not one. So a 5.
16.
Mm-hmm.
You're like,
okay. Oh, I could keep.
So,
no, I can't. It's not a saving throw.
Kraval, the thing you that pops to mind is, yeah, the elephants tunneled or... You know, dug through the hillside till they found this thing. But you entered through a loose stone in the back of a treasure chamber. That was not the entrance to this thing. You guys came through an improvised back door.
And nobody told us where the tunnel was. So.
So like he okay. So I got it.
We don't
so
have to
he,
care
yeah.
about the entrance.
And it yeah, got it. So the steward thinks that we're coming in from a completely different direction too. Mm-hmm. That we had to travel across the sea when we're just coming in from the back end. Okay.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. When we get to the river, we'll know we're at the front.
Yeah, no one would come through the back door of a treasure chamber into the queen's chamber. I mean that was
yeah,
a
I was thinking about that. I was like, it's really weird that the queen's chamber was at the front. Like, that seems odd to me. Feels like that would be the most tucked away. But yeah, that was completely obvious.
I'm glad you recalled that.
You're right.
I guess.
Yeah.
In my head, at least, it is kind of weird that, like, the king's chamber is completely in the front.
I
mean, he'd be protecting
central,
the queen.
Also,
and so
like
would all of his...
The treasure
like,
chamber
servants
wasn't
and
that,
the
like...
Queen in the
let's
wing,
let's
but,
move
like,
forward and see what the king's... And I agree. It seems kind of odd, but we don't know what their thought pattern here was. Let's walk forward and see... what we're looking for is here. Because now it seems like two of the things we're looking for is here. Potentially what you're wanting, Cotter, and the answer to that last part of the initial Oracle's riddle.
Didn't Nuada say we're going down?
No, I just made that supposition. He did not deny it. Or assumption, rather, not supposition.
Well, let's see.
Well, my hypothesis,
it's a big word for Cabal.
My hypothesis is like...
What's a hypothesis?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Story about a large
but the
creature.
Water puppy.
The King's Chamber is on the Nexus, right? The Nexus that could bring, you know, these fiends in, and there are already fiends in, so...
We have three scores. Three... things I think we need to achieve here. One is potentially is finding whatever it is that there's here for Cotter potentially to help us. Two, we'd have to find the last phylactery, which is probably going to be on the somewhere on the other side of this breach.
Mm-hmm.
Three, for the safety of everything, exactly right, close the breach if there is a way.
Let's look at the marshal's room.
Yeah. 50 guard room.
Okay.
You know what I'm looking for? If it would be anywhere, it would be here. Is there some sort of fancy-looking thing that looks basically like a tuning fork?
Well, certainly you haven't seen it so far.
Darn.
We have to look in the closet first. With all this
stuff. Oh, the Marshall closet.
The Marshall closet.
Is that something you need for one of your spells and so forth?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we look in the Marshall closet?
A dinner fork.
Well, if we want a plane jump, I need it.
Don't you have a tuning fork in your pouch?
That's not something they just hand out the tuning, you know. We haven't been to a city in order to look for one.
Mm. Are you sure? Have you looked in your pouch lately?
Yes.
Really?
This is a seventh level something. No, I have not looked in my pouch recently.
You want to look in your pouch?
I feel like Nawada's giving gifts. I will look in my bag of holding for a tuning fork
in there.
That is attuned to the plane of material plane.
Yeah, there's a tuning fork in there.
Excellent.
How did you not know that?
Because I am not an omniscient.
You're not attuned
master.
To it.
Wrap
can we
it
look
up.
In the
I open the closet.
Yeah,
I
can't
see.
Excellent.
So once again, this is the Marshal's room, and the Marshal's name was Macklin. And there are scenes of
Macklin
battle,
Moore.
And you know, unfortunately, Kraval, there's scenes of battle versus the Dragonborn.
It's part of our history.
Yep. And but then there's also you know, scenes of
it's
armies marshaling
genius.
And things like that.
When all you know is war, you wage war. You know, go in knowing. You could lose, but believing you will not. Losing is not a dishonorable thing.
Mm-hmm. What's in his closet?
So you open up the treasure room for the marshal, and basically around the walls and are just racks of weapons and
Sweet.
Armor.
Detect magic.
It's still going.
Oh.
It takes 10 minutes. Or it lasts like 10 minutes.
Is it magic?
Everything in here is magic.
But I mean, too bad we already have
God.
Our fancy.
So suddenly I see drool coming from five faces.
So basically anybody here who has a weapon that is normal, that is not magical, you can find a +1 version of that
Darn
in here.
It.
Any +2 versions of it?
No, just the just plus ones. I mean,
I don't think there's
cheap.
Yeah. Any special ones?
So now
they give you a little bonus.
Hold on. Slow down. Slow your rolls, folks. We all have artifact weapons or things. And for the monks, you guys are hitting harder than most weapons anyway. I don't think there's anything here we just
in fact,
need.
I would like my short bow turned into a +1 short bow and a bunch of +1 arrows so I have some range attacks.
Is there ammunition
Sweet.
Here?
Yeah, there are the racks Ooh. Of arrows. The,
magic
the,
arrows?
The arrows are all apparently normal because they're kind of dusty and old.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't
but
have
the bow. It looks absolutely. The bows look absolutely.
But
perfect.
And +1 bows will make your arrows magic.
No,
anyways.
They don't.
What?
It's,
then
it
what's the what the heck is the they, point of the plus
they
one?
It gives
you
more damage,
damage
and a better to hit. Yeah. But in terms of the actual damage it does, it gets halved because the ammunition is not magical. That's
well,
why there's
if
magical
you're, if
ammunition.
If you're attacking something that requires
yes.
magical to hit, yeah,
it's it wow. is one of those rules that
what.
A stack
case
of
in point,
as
case in point, critical role. Percy had a long rifle he could use. It was not magical; only his pepper box was, so he could do full damage with his pepper box. But when he hit with a big gun, that's how they kind of balanced the damage he could do. So he would shoot a pit fiend and only do half damage.
So I have a plus one short bow.
Yeah, but I only do 1d8 anyway.
And,
so.
In Cotter, there are 5 javelins here in a rack.
How wonderful.
And are there any? There's no magical arrows.
Not that you can see. The arrows all seem to be normal.
I'll take an.
Now, are there magical throwing knives?
They're daggers.
They can be thrown.
All right. How many daggers are there?
You could get 5 of them.
I have 5 plus 1 daggers.
Sweet.
I'll take a stud of leather armor. Plus 1.
Yep. You basically, there's a plus 1 version of whatever armor that you want. I mean, minus robes. The marshal wouldn't have, like, robes or anything.
Oh, I can't believe I'm going to ask this. Is there plate mail armor?
There is definitely plate mail armor.
Now I'm debating this. Because we're getting hit no matter what, but...
Don't you lose because barbarian stuff?
I'm not a barbarian anymore.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
I'm a paladin and a cleric. I can wear heavy armor.
Oh, so you were triple class for a second, though.
Yeah, for a hot minute I was, yes. The question is that meta-wise, is it smart to put on something that would give me 19 armor class? Or just keep to what the character is? Because I think we're getting hit no matter what anyway with the bonuses that mostly sent.
I think Krival just talked to Nawada about what it means to enter into battle and what it means to be responsible for a party. And if you think that wearing armor that's going to protect you and keep you healing us for longer, potentially, probably a good choice.
Adri should get another wisdom point for that insight. I'm just saying.
A little trickle of blood comes out one nostril.
Yeah. Oh, that hurt.
Yeah. It makes up for missing the fact that you guys came through an improvised back door to a tomb.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So she's actually
at least Krival can now fit into the lower half of it. Yeah. With the right legs. Yeah, I'll put on a pair of some plate mail armor plus 1.
I really like the idea that this is human-sized armor, though, and he's like...
That's why the last suit I did have, that's why I gave it to Cotter.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's magic.
Luckily.
So what's your armor class now?
Doesn't pinch.
Now it'll be 19. It'll go up by 4.
That's useful.
Yeah.
It'd be even more useful if there was like a plus 1 shield around.
I'm sorry. I have to look something up because I think the answer is yeah. Because if you have unarmored defense and you put armor on, it does not stack, right?
No.
Just because my natural armor class is 13 and then I throw plate mail on it.
Yeah.
You now have the plate mail.
Whatever supersedes. Mm-hmm.
That's
stack.
What I thought. Okay, so I know. Yeah, 19. God, I can't remember the last time I put armor on him.
Yeah. By the way, it's kind of antique looking, but he actually looks pretty spanking good in it.
That's cool.
Yeah, very
Now I look like the AI Krival.
So, Adri, do you need like a plus 1 short sword or anything like that?
No, I mean, my bow is better than anything in here. So
but if someone gets close to you?
Well, she's already
I already have a plus 1.
I can't
I have
a
plus
1
hand axe.
Can I?
And I have the sword of life stealing, so I'm good. I don't really feel a need
to
get anything else.
2 daggers.
Arlen, your armor, you have armor on and it is already a plus 1, right?
My armor is a plus 3.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, then How did you get plus 3 armor?
Let me make sure.
Artifact level stuff,
brother. I don't think you ever got a plus 3 anything.
I have a plus one studded leather.
Okay, then
plus
yes.
2 belt, plus 1 stone.
Okay.
Do you want another plus 1 stone?
All right.
All right, well, that was nice.
Yeah,
no, I can only use one at a time.
Okay.
Now we're going to the military hall.
The jewelry didn't light up, the rings didn't light up, the necklaces didn't light up.
None of those did, yeah. Those apparently were just, honest to God, the crown jewels of state.
Krall comes looking out like a dragon born of old.
Chase. Okay. And so we're going to go from there into whatever's beyond those double doors?
Yes.
Okay. Who's going to open the doors?
I will.
Okay.
I
haven't worn
time.
Armor since I was a fighter.
Okay, and so, Krival, you open the door. Are you going to open one or just slide them both open, or what are you going to do? Okay, you push them in there, and 3 enormous
Piffins.
Devilish creatures go and look at you, spin, and go into a fighting stance.
Are these
this is a private conversation?
Time?
No, these are not. They are quite a bit different in holding giant whips. And that's where we're going to stop today.
Oh, man.
Dungeon Master's Note. Okay, well, you know, the three pillars of Dungeons and Dragons, you know, one of them is exploration, and that's what the party got to do in this episode. And it was kind of fun to, you know, go rattle around in the back of some museum, essentially. It was pretty hilarious that the party did not put two and two together and realize, oh, yeah, we just climbed in through a removed block in the back of a treasure room. Maybe that wasn't the front of the place. But there you are. The one thing I really did like about this episode was Drew's reaction to the frescoes of his people being defeated by the first king. And just saying flat out that it's a part of our history, you know, not holding a grudge, not, you know, making a point of it. Just, you know, this is a historical fact that happened. And, you know, we learned that historical fact. So, yeah, that was kind of uniquely grounded. It was very nice. And then the party got to go and have a birthday present moment, finding the, you know, armory there and got a whole bunch of miscellaneous weapons. Obviously, anything they have is so much better than anything they could get here. But it was kind of fun just to kind of top off and get, you know, magical versions of mundane things that were, you know, down the line there a bit on their weapons list. But now the party has opened the door and they are facing three yet more big and enormous things from the underworld. What's going to happen? We'll have to wait for the next episode to find out. Until then, rate us and subscribe wherever you get your podcast so you don't miss an episode. Email us at relicofthepastpodcast@gmail.com with questions or comments. Follow us at Relic of the Past or Relic of the Past Podcast on your social media feeds. And thank you for playing in the world that lives inside my head.